It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're visiting with Russ Vering. He is a pork producer from the Scribner area, and he sits on the board of directors for the National Pork Producers Council, representing the state of Nebraska. Let's talk about an event that most pork producers look forward to in the summertime. It is World Pork Expo. Already registration is open, but first of all, World Pork Expo, what a venue, isn't it, Russ?
It's amazing. It's a great place for producers from across the country to get together and look at the latest technology that's coming out in the industry. Talk to people you're buying your genetics from. There's a lot of people in the public that come just because the food is amazing, and a lot of meetings too.
Well, let's talk about for pork producers. What are the opportunities to engage with those in your industry? What would you say some of those highlights are?
Well, Pork Board has, you know, been very active in looking at consumer trends and domestic consumption because that's a big issue, and we talk about that at our pork meetings all the time here in Nebraska. They've done some really big studies on that, and they're going to be revealing some of that information there as well. So there's going to be meetings, educational meetings you can go to. There's things that they're going to talk about, like sustainability, traceability as well is another one that we'll be talking about. So if you want to get up on the latest in what's going on with the Pork Board, it's a great place to do that. NPPC will definitely have some meetings as well, you know, looking at trade, what's going on with the Farm Bill. You know, more or less, you know, what's happened with Prop 12 and gestation stalls and get updated. I mean, it's a good opportunity for producers to get updated on latest and greatest news.
I've heard different people just rave about the trade show. You know, it's in a couple of different locations, even some outdoor exhibits. Again, really showcasing the latest that's available to the pork industry, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're interested in, you know, whatever it might be, from manure pumping equipment to genetics, you know, swine genetics, to feed systems, gestation stalls, feeders, anything, computer programs that run your facilities. You know, there's a lot of new technology that I really enjoy walking around and seeing what's all available to the industry today.
Yeah. You talk about being an SIP member. I guess if you are part of the SIP, why you have a little incentive to go to World Pork Expo, right? Why should this be on a person's schedule? Why should those involved in the pork industry make plans to attend World Pork Expo this year?
I think the big part of it is, you know, for me, it's always been a great way for me to learn more about the industry, to learn more about producers, to learn more about the technology, and connect with pork producers across the country. I mean, it's a great opportunity to meet people, share perspective, and understand how things are done, you know, in North Carolina or Ohio or Indiana, Nebraska, Iowa, you know, just have those conversations with producers.
So again, the announcement just came out here not too long ago that registration is open for the 2024 World Pork Expo. Russ, remind us, where can we go to get more information? Where can we register?
Yeah, you can go to worldpork.org and get registered there. It'll have all the events and highlights, and also check out what the meeting agendas are, and there'll be some great educational opportunities there.
Russ, thank you so much for telling us about it. Again, that's Russ Vering. He is from Scribner, Nebraska, and he is on the board of directors for the National Pork Producers Council. NPPC hosts the World Pork Expo. It's coming up the first week in June at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, you can call the home office in Lincoln, 888-627-7675, and check out the website at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.